I'm Shelby Herbert, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUAC, where I work in Fairbanks, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude rose from $75.32 per barrel to $76.11 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $72.20 per barrel to $73.32 per barrel. A deadly strain of bird flu is sweeping the nation. It has killed more than 20 million chickens since October, and that has scrambled the egg market. Harrison Scheib opens a shiny refrigerator in an open space kitchen filled with butter, half and half, and neatly stacked cartons of beige and tan eggs.
So on any given day, we'll have 8 of these full stacks down on the bottom row here. We're just taking what we can get right now.
Scheib is a manager at Fire Island Rustic Bake Shop, an artisan bakery with 2 locations in Anchorage. Between both shops, Fire Island uses up to 3,600 eggs each week. That's enough to give 12 people the average number of eggs they consume in an entire year. The state of the egg economy is forcing Anchorage eateries, like Fire Island, to raise prices and rethink recipes. Shortages have prompted some residents to seek locally grown eggs, but local suppliers are struggling to keep up with demand. The company raised the price of macarons 50 cents because they use a lot of egg whites, and they're planning to swap out a scone flavor because it uses egg curd, a thick light custard spread. Scheib says the bakery has been experimenting with some new recipes.
We've been doing a lot of recipe testing. Something like our croissant uses a lot of eggs, specifically egg yolk. We'll use those egg whites for other things, but it's such a large amount of eggs. We just kind of thought, can we cut this down at all?
The bakery's challah bread normally goes through 2 rounds of egg wash, but Scheib says the first round has been swapped with water. He says high prices are a concern, but he's more concerned about the overall availability of eggs. Fire Island previously sourced eggs through a local farm, but now orders through a wholesale distributor. In December, the average nationwide cost of a dozen large grade A eggs was $4.15, according to the Consumer Price Index, a 65% increase from a year earlier. Egg prices are predicted to increase another 20% in 2025, according to the USDA's food price outlook. Eggs are a staple in Matt Martell's pasta, and he buys several 5 dozen packs at a time. He owns Alaska Pasta Company and sells wholesale fresh pasta to restaurants across the city. He says egg prices just keep rising.
I still have to buy them, which is kind of unfortunate. Right now, the prices have been going up, month after month, week after week, it seems like. And, a couple weeks ago, Costco is $16, and then you go in a week later, and then it's $20. So, as it's going up, I'm adjusting my prices.
The company raised prices 10 cents per pound of pasta for wholesale customers, and Martell says he'll consider raising prices further to keep up with the cost of eggs. The bird flu outbreak has impacted almost 160 million birds since 2022, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Like Fire Island, Martell says he's more concerned about the availability of eggs than the price. Eggs add rich flavor to the company's noodles, and not having eggs would completely change his product.
Pasta is traditionally flour and eggs, and that's what it is, and that's what gives it its flavor. So, that's always been the product that I want to take to restaurants, to take to markets, to sell to people. So without it, it would just feel incomplete.
Although the illness is stressing some businesses, it's benefiting others by spiking the demand for farm fresh eggs. Carrie Ann Smith owns Bush's Bunches Produce Stand in Palmer. The store sells regional food products like seafood, potatoes, and eggs. Bush's sources from 6 egg producers, but Smith says it's hard to keep eggs on the shelves right now.
lately we've been keeping lists of people who want eggs, and then they're almost all pre-sold right now. And then if we do have them on the shelf and people see that, they will buy 4 cartons at a time.
Smith says the business has struggled to keep eggs on the shelves for months. She says her customer base has grown, and it's not uncommon for people to drive from Anchorage or Wasilla to get their hands on local eggs. A dozen large-sized local chicken eggs is $10, about $2 more than the grocery store. Almost a dozen reports of the virus have been made in Alaska since 2022, concentrated in the Matanuska-Susitna borough and one facility in the Bethel region. Almost 1,400 birds have been impacted in the state, according to the CDC. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.